proclamation number 3596 dated the November 7th, 1945. God is the Word. God's presence. Different conveyance of the Word. And thus I am in the midst of you in the Word as I have promised. I won't leave you on your own, and you shall also feel my presence, and so I draw near to you in the Word. For I myself am the Word, and anyone who has my Word can also speak of my presence and feel protected near to me. I myself am a spirit which is not bound to any material form, but is strength and light to the highest degree, in which, due to its will and its thinking ability, has to be addressed as a being, which takes effect with love and wisdom, and therefore emanates love and wisdom into eternity. And my love expresses the strength and the light in a form which you humans can become aware of, as you are not yet mature enough in order to receive strength and light in its fundamental substance. And this expression is my Word, which I convey to you so that you shall gain maturity. A spirit which is light and strength in itself can in fact only be present in the form of light and strength, and thus my Word, the emanation of myself, has to incorporate light and strength within itself, and this characterizes my closeness. And therefore I gave you the promise that I will stay with you until the end of the world, by the fact that my spirit is always with you who want to receive light and strength, by the fact that my directly emanated Word is constantly conveyed to you in order to make my presence known to you. I am with you. And even if I don't visibly dwell among you, you nevertheless have the evidence of my presence in your hands if you recognize me in the Word. For I myself am the Word, and you will constantly receive it as soon as you desire me and my being close to you. Thus anyone who recognizes me in the Word will also be profoundly happy that I am close to him, and all doubt, all fear and all worry will leave him, because he knows that the One is beside him who will helpfully support him in every adversity of body and soul. Consequently, my will grants strength and grace, for anyone desiring my Word will open the door to his heart through which I can enter in order to take abode in it. And I will never ever leave him again once his will applies to me and he has recognized me in the Word. For the Word is the medium through which I express myself, through which the most perfect spirit of eternity reveals himself to the imperfect beings in order to lead them to perfection. I am close to you. So I do who have my Word, who receive it directly or through the mouth of the recipient, still hesitate and worry. I am with all of you, because your desire for my Word demonstrates your love for me. And remember that only the flow of my Word to you gives you the certain proof that I myself am with you. Anyone who does not desire to hear me does not desire my presence, his heart does not strive towards me, for it would long for the expression of my love, for proof of my presence. Admittedly, the desire for my Word can certainly vary. The human being can want to be comforted and strengthened through spiritual consolation. He can want to enrich his knowledge of spiritual spheres. He can also think of me with gratitude and therefore want to express it by desiring my presence. He can want to remain with me in intimate dialogue and accept my Word in his thoughts, yet he must always be spiritually minded. Then I will also let myself be found, and his call will draw me to himself, and I will reveal myself through my Word, since otherwise the human being would be unable to endure my presence. And likewise my Word will be conveyed to him in different ways, through the direct working of the Spirit within him, so that he will be able to hear my Word himself, through receiving it from a direct recipient who proclaims my Word on my instructions, or by way of mental transmission of knowledge from the spiritual kingdom, through reading the Word I convey to Earth, through spiritual conversations with fellow human beings. I will always look after a heart which desires me. I will always be with those who want to hear me. For I myself am the Word, and thus I myself dwell amongst people if they listen to my word with the sincere will to let me speak to them. Then I will offer them the bread of heaven, my flesh and my blood. And if they thus eat and drink me myself, they have to be most intimately united with me. If they accept my word in profound faith that I am the word itself, they will accept me into their hearts, and I will constantly please them with my presence. For I gave you the promise that I will stay with you until the end of the world, and every word of my promise will come true, because my word is and will remain the truth for all eternity. Amen.